Watch yogurt spoil. Chew off your own foot. Step on wet cement while wearing socks. Listen to Nickelback.
Never made it as a wise man.
This has been Things You'd Rather Do Than Watch the Entire Impeachment Trial.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's raining really hard, and it's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's day two of House Democrats making the case for President Trump's removal from office. Day one has California Congressman Adam Schiff countering arguments they're trying to steal the 2020 election.
The president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box, for we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won.
Because he says the president's trying to cheat by soliciting foreign interference.
Right,
Texas
now.
Republican Ted Cruz.
We're going to see an awful lot of repetition, making the same points over and over again.
Democrats wrap up their case tomorrow, and then it's the president's legal team's turn. Three Americans are killed in a firefighting plane crash in Australia.
Initial reports are that there was a large fireball associated with the impact of the plane. As it hit the ground.
Shane Fitzsimmons is Rural Fire Service Commissioner in New South Wales, Australia. 31 people have died in the Australian wildfires. America's listening to Fox News.
You mean the President of the United States has right?
Good morning to you.
And good morning to you.
Who wants a piece of pie?
Who wants the first piece of that pie, huh?
Pie for breakfast.
Is this pie homemade?
Pie is
so good.
This pie is fantastic.
I'm sorry, the pie is terrible.
Well, you know what they say.
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Say what?
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
Nobody says that.
Happy National Pie Day.
Showtime.
Beauty is in the pie of the beholder.
You sure is ugly.
Wasn't talking about me. It's a couple of minutes past 7 o'clock. Lots of rain. Let's get to the weather with Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad don't have to be lonely. They're a community built on relationships. Visit Caravita Village today.
So the airport has had 12 hundredths of an inch. We've had this morning round of showers. Now, primarily, this is going to be early on this morning, and then there's a big period of no rain in the forecast until the main event later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight. So this is kind of like round one. What a difference from yesterday morning. We're about 20 degrees warmer with a temperature of 40 degrees. At the current time. So, some light rain this morning, then rain is more likely later on this afternoon, this evening, and tonight, maybe even a few thunderstorms. We'll be in the low 50s at best for a high temperature today, upper 40s tonight, and then I think upper 50s look good tomorrow. I think there could be a leftover shower early in the day tomorrow before it clears out. We see improvement later. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night. Over the weekend, we're in the 50s, sunshine Saturday. Tiny rain chance late Sunday into Sunday night, and then warmer Monday. Right now, northeast winds at 4 miles per hour. A miserable cold light rain falling, but still no freezing temperatures this morning. We're at 40 degrees now at 7:05. You walk in the middle of the night, you wake up, you head into the bathroom, and you're fumbling for the light, and all of a sudden you hear splish splash and your feet are wet, and you think, oh no, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. That's why it's good to know that Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problem, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call, even in the middle of the night or on a weekend or on a holiday. It is great peace of mind. There are very professional operation. Well, as a matter of fact, for over two decades, they've been second to none in the River Region in the plumbing department. So when you think of Luke Wire, now you may be thinking about their AC and heating business. Yeah, they've been around since 76, but Plumbing by Luke Wire, they're my go-to plumbers now. And the whole house plumbing inspection, I highly recommend it. Great peace of mind, because then when you leave, you know that there's not some big problem lurking that you didn't know about. Like, for instance, a corroding pipe in the attic and with the water heater there that's about to explode. Oh, they'll diagnose that ahead of time. If it ain't fixed, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666 or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right. It is 6 minutes past 7 o'clock. I'm just playing this for the funsies of it.
Okay.
It turned up, it's kind of gone viral. Did you ever see the 1982 version of The Thing?
I think I did.
It's one of the better. It's got Wilford Brimley in it.
Oh, okay. I think I did.
And Kurt Russell is the star. And it's a pretty cool movie. But this is a clip of Kurt Russell laughing his way through an old commentary track for this 1982 horror classic, The Thing.
The Big Hat was something I really enjoyed. I don't know how you felt about it, but
well, I had to learn with it. I had to learn to love it.
We had some adventures that I think we really can't talk about here on this laser disc. Will Brimley,
who is a long way from those oatmeal commercials here, isn't he?
He hides behind you. He hid. Now there's going to be a...
I'll kill you.
Now, did somebody have to volunteer for that shot?
Our camera operator, Ray Stella. He said, I can do this all day. Again, in goes the needle.
Ray?
That's Ray again, yeah. He wanted to do every one of them.
Ray's in rehab now, isn't he? Yeah.
That is great radio.
How old would Kurt Russell be now?
I'm sorry I wasted everybody's time with that. He has to be close to 70, I would think.
Well, let's look it up.
Remember,
he was a Disney.
Those Disney movies. He was a kid.
Yeah,
in those Disney movies.
Heck of a long career.
What are we going with on age?
Did he ever marry Goldie Hawn?
75-ish.
I'm gonna guess 72.
You're both over.
Oh.
68.
Oh.
Well, it looks like hell. Who am I to talk, right? Here's that story about the Joker. Hmm. The movie Joker owes a debt to the Martin Scorsese film Taxi Driver and King of Comedy.
Yeah, they both pull from that a lot.
Somebody pointed out that Joker's story seems very similar to that of Crazy Joe Davola, a character who appeared on multiple episodes of Seinfeld during its fourth season, a mentally disturbed failed comedy writer who blames Jerry for his failures. He's obsessed with and stalks Elaine. There's a point where Joe's doctor worries that he stopped taking his medication, which will make him more violent, which is what happens to Joaquin Phoenix in The Joker. In one scene, Joe dresses like a clown, is confronted by three men in Central Park. He beats them up, which sounds like the subway scene in Joker. And when we last see Joe, he's jumping out of the stands to attack Jerry at the taping of his TV pilot. Is this a coincidence?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Good point. Everybody's far more invested in the death of Mr. Peanut. It is 9 minutes after 7 o'clock. Random Facts is coming up. Get your note-taking devices handy so you can win a $10 gift certificate from Food Outlet with our pop quiz. 7 or 9.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Aaliyah has issued an emergency missing child alert for a 13-year-old girl from Pelham. Amberlee Flores was last seen Tuesday. Police say she was willingly getting into a small, dark Mercedes SUV. If you know where she is, call 911 or the Pelham Police Department. Montgomery police are hoping someone comes forward with information about a 2018 homicide. Stephen White Jr. was killed in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive. There is now a $5,000 reward for information in the case. And the Montgomery City Council has approved a motion to buy Garrett Coliseum from the state of Alabama. If Mayor Stephen Reed approves the motion, the city will have ownership of the Coliseum. The city was given a letter from Governor Ivey saying they'll grant funding for renovation and 112 acres of property. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The Porch Creek Indians can bring Alabama $1 billion. Funding education, better roads, job growth, without raising taxes. Don't let opportunity pass. This is your state, your decision, your moment. Don't settle for less. How can $1 billion shape our future? Speak up now at winningforalabama.com. Paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
A highly placed politician talks about the Health and Wealth Show.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weeknights at 6 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Your news.
News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Want to learn something new? Stay tuned for Jay's
random facts.
Iguana learned something.
Iguana. Oh, I never get tired of iguana jokes.
Have some peanut brittle.
Thanks, Larry.
Hey, Larry, this stuff is... I already told you in a message on Facebook, but buddy, this stuff is fantastic.
Thank God that this is keto.
You ever make another batch, man? I want the pecan with the chocolate back.
Yeah, even let me try it, Larry.
You're more than welcome to have some. It's all over here, but you're more than welcome to. You gave me a face when I gave it. You're like, yeah, because you're trying. I know you're trying not to. But I mean,
he'll break out.
Yeah, man,
break
with his boyish face.
I got my clear cell over here.
Him and Andrew. Did you know Pope Clement the VIII loved coffee? He supposedly tasted what was called the Muslim drink at the behest of his priests, who wanted him to ban it. He said, why, this Satan's drink is so delicious that it would be a pity to let the infidels have exclusive use of it. We shall fool Satan by baptizing it. So apparently they baptized coffee and it was, you know...
That's fool Satan over here with his...
Yeah, with his chocolate, with the peanut brittle? Yeah.
Oh, gosh. That's heavenly.
Or pecan brittle, I guess is what it would be. Oh, man, it's good. Did you know Adam West and Frank Gorshin were once kicked out of a group activity, he says, with quotation marks?
Group activity.
Yeah. They weren't necessarily dressed.
Oh.
That kind of group.
Yeah. One of those things. They were kicked out because they stayed in character while they were doing
it. Yeah.
Now, they weren't wearing the costumes. They were just in character. He would get called Batman, and I guess he got called the Riddler. I don't know. I don't know how, but I wish there was...
Well, that's a bizarre story.
I wish there was at least audio of the situation. Just to hear how it would go. Anyway. if Burt Ward was there, he would have said, you know...
Pop quiz question. Who got kicked out of the orgy? Let's see. Make a note here. Go ahead.
Burt Ward.
Like, what would he... Because remember, he always used to say...
Holy so-and-so.
There's a story last week about Burt Ward.
Mm-hmm.
And an issue that... Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I know.
We're going to do is drop hints all morning long. We're not going to give any specific details about these stories because they're a little bit over the top. But just go Burt Ward bald, and you'll all kinds of stuff is going to come out.
Burt Ward.
Yeah.
Costume issue.
Did you know that every time a global epidemic happens, like the Ebola outbreak of 2014, sales of the app Plague Inc. will skyrocket. Plague Inc. I have on my PC at home. I don't have it on my phone, but it is a global epidemic simulator.
So it shows you where it's spreading, or?
Well, it doesn't take real world events.
Oh.
You'll pick a disease that you want. A strain. Yeah, no, I'm not kidding. You'll pick a strain of a disease that you want, and you will pick the starting country that you want it to start in, the time of the year that it's going to start in, and then you will you'll plan it, and you'll see it start to spread.
So this is a video.
It's kind of a video game, yes.
It's kind of like SimCity, right?
Yes, but it's actually with trying to wipe out the world.
My gosh.
And so you'll see the disease start to spread, but then you'll get updates about scientists finding cures and stuff, and you'll see it shrink down. And only if you evolve the disease and whatever to make it. And then you've got to get it spread fast enough so that they don't close airports, so that it gets out beyond the country that it's in. It's an interesting game.
This is so, with today's headlines.
It's fascinating. Did you know that Canada is the world's biggest waste producer per capita? I did not know that. Agricultural waste and industrial waste generation. Mm. It totaled 181 million tons and 1.12 billion tons in 2017.
A.
It's the highest in the world. Did you know that great white sharks are completely terrified of orcas? So much so that they will flee their hunting grounds and won't return for up to a year if a killer whale passes by.
Have you ever seen the movie Orca?
Yeah.
Came out a year or two after Jaws.
Yeah.
Like seen Free Willy.
Free Willy. Oh, my God. That was one of Janelle's first movies.
I was wondering if that was
and
Janelle
leave
thing.
The room. Leave the room so she didn't see me crying.
Mm.
I mean, it's a great little story.
I didn't. Was Orca like supposed to be a Jaws thing, but with killer whales?
Yeah, and it was dumb because orcas are very gentle. Did you ever get kissed by an orca?
No, never.
No.
We don't have a sea thing here.
Yeah, we had the Miami Sea Aquarium. Yeah. I don't know if that's still open or not.
Don't let them French with you though.
No. The last thing you need is this enormous whale coming out of the water going. But they are amazing. They're nimble. They're precise. Back to you. Now?
Yeah, sure. Sticking with diseases.
Okay. Random diseases.
Yeah, did you know that tuberculosis is responsible for 1 in 7 deaths in all human history?
That wow. I did not know.
Wow, that's significant.
And a quarter of all humans alive today are infected. A quarter of all humans alive today have
tuberculosis.
That's
like 1 in 4.
Yeah. Well, there's only 3 of us here, thank God. I hate to be Joey when he walks in the room.
Oh, no.
With over 1 million deaths a year and 1 every 18 seconds.
Wow.
Yeah. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about Dairy Queen.
Okay.
Where you may have seen Rich's photo in a commercial where we treat you right.
Dairy Queen, you treat me right.
We'll talk about Paul Tibbetts again. We've had him on Random Facts before, but we'll talk about him again. The guy that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima.
Okay.
I don't know which way is right, but yeah. We'll talk about NASA when they launch a rocket from the Kennedy Space Center. The Rubik's Cube is coming up, and Sir George Everest.
Everest?
Everest. We'll talk about him as well. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, it's 7:21. Let me take a moment. My friend John Cato with JNS Landscaping bought himself a new Rogue the other night at Jack Ingram and was sharing the excitement. It's a great car. I did not buy mine brand new. Mine had 12,000 miles on it, but it looked brand new. I didn't have to pay the sticker or anywhere close to that because the depreciation was already taken care of by somebody else.
Right.
It is an awesome car. It's got all the bells and whistles, the overhead camera and everything else. And I purchased the Rogue because I had a 17 Rogue, and I loved that. And I didn't just feel any need. I was just surprised by all the new additions that they had added in just a couple of years, including that overhead camera, which is a really cool feature for backing up and tight spaces and stuff. It also has the seat memory, the seat heater, remote start, lots of stuff. At Jack Ingram, they also asked me to tell you about the vehicles that are available under $10,000, and there's a couple of new additions in here that are worth a look, including a 2017 Volkswagen Jetta at $99.91. That is a super safe car for a new or young driver in the house. That's a 2017. Under $5,000, you can get yourself, if you want your new driver or you need a larger vehicle as a second car for the family, that 2013 Chrysler 200 Touring. It's beefy. It's got some real protection in it. It's only $4,700 at Jack Ingram. Signature used cars. And there's one more, I think, that's under five that's still... Yeah, they still have the 2009 Ford Focus. Don't wait on these because they sell. We had a Beamer in there a few days back, and the day we told you about it was the day somebody went and bought it. But there's an Infiniti in the house, too, if you always wanted to drive one of those, one of the world's great luxury cars. You can get one of those for under $9,000 right now at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. 235 Northeastern Bypass. Everything that's got their name on the back is a car that's been vetted for vehicle history, beautiful, clean, pristine interiors, and an engine that the mechanics have said we're not reselling somebody else's troubles. They won't do it. We're six-time purchasers, and there will be a seventh at Jack Ingram. Go to jackingram.com to browse by price, by type of car, brand, whatever way you want. Or just stop by and see Tip and Greg and that great team at 235 Northeastern Bypass. It is 7:23.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We're busy on the West Boulevard this morning from I-65 up to 331. As you're passing Norman Bridge Road headed towards Narrow Lane, we have an accident right there. That one should be wrapping up, if not out of the way. We also had an accident earlier in front of Baptist affecting both lanes of traffic north and southbound. Use caution there. Hopefully they're wrapping that one up as well. Very congested on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway inbound to Madison to downtown. I-65 and 85 doing a good business through downtown Montgomery. And it is getting more busy as the morning rolls on. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jake.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Let's face it, we all get under tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday, your weekly excuse to relive your high school days on Facebook. Nice hair, Farrah.
And now, I'm still learning because I go to the school of
random facts.
Did you know one of Rich's former employees, or employers?
No. employees.
Well, they hired you.
No. Anyway, go ahead.
Did they not hire you for the thing?
Not
them
Dairy
themselves.
Queen's, no.
Yeah.
What's going on here, fellas?
Talking about Dairy Queen and his commercial.
Oh.
I had a commercial that ran about 12 years across the Southeast in 8 markets. It was really...
Dairy Queen, you treat me right.
Has he bit into a burger?
Yep.
Which is weird because it's Dairy Queen.
Right.
Exactly. You really think about them with ice cream.
Right.
Speaking of, Dairy Queen doesn't serve ice cream. Not as we know it.
Oh.
To be categorized as ice cream, the minimum butterfat content must be 10%. And their product only has 5% of butterfat. Therefore, it is called soft serve.
Soft serve, yes.
Oh. Yeah. Mm. Did you know Paul Tibbetts, the pilot who dropped the bomb on Hiroshima? Is it Hiroshima or Hiroshima?
I've heard it both.
Both ways, yeah.
Okay.
In documentaries and everything. Hiroshima, Hiroshima.
Yeah. We got another pronunciation coming up later on in Random Facts that we'll... We do know how to pronounce it, but we never do it right. The Hiroshima bomb. He requested not to have a grave because he didn't want anti-nuclear activists to protest on it.
Right.
So I don't know if he wanted him cremation or I don't know how he wanted to go. Is he still alive or is
no,
he?
No, okay. He passed away. I think he lived to be 93.
Wow. What year did he die? Do you remember?
I'm going to guess it was in the 90s. No, I think it was in the last decade, 2000.
Yeah, let me look. I'm looking that up now. 2007.
Yeah.
Yeah. Born in 1915 and died in 2007. Yeah. Did you know when NASA launches a rocket from Kennedy Space Center, you don't see smoke, you see steam. They flood the launch pad with 450,000 gallons of water to prevent the rockets from melting the launch pad.
Oh, wow.
It also lowers vibrations that may have an effect in sensitive equipment that's also on the ship. So that's all steam. All that big...
Yeah, the big plume.
Yeah, that's all steam.
Wow. Interesting.
Did you know? I'm going to try and get this right. A Rubik's Cube has 43 quintillion, 252 quadrillion, 3 trillion, 274 billion, 489 million, 856,000 different combinations.
Ooh.
Every single one of the 43 quintillion combinations can be solved in 20 moves or less.
So
that's cool.
How many cubes are in a Rubik's Cube? Is it?
Good. That's a good question, too.
How many cubes are in a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah. How many?
You mean the little panels? Things with the panels?
Yeah. There's, what, nine?
Is it 4x4 or is it 3x4? Or is it 3x3?
I think it's a cube, so it's equal.
Yeah, I think it's, 4x4.
Okay, so... Four.
Get this up.
With three.
Three panels.
Rows.
And three panels, and there are 12 edge pieces in three panels. That's what it says here.
There's a lot of math.
But that's a stunning number of combinations possible.
Yeah, and 20 moves. Panels. 20 yeah. moves.
Yeah, that was. So after I taught myself how to juggle, mm-hmm. I was going to teach myself the algorithm that you need to learn. It's just a memorization.
Oh, yeah?
Of how to solve it. Yeah, and that's all you have to do.
There are people that could take a Rubik's Cube and figure it out.
Yeah,
really quickly. Yeah.
There's an algorithm for whichever, if you're holding the cube and you find the center, because there is a center of the cube as far as like where the Rubik's Cube logo sticker is type of thing. You find where that is. If it's green in the center on the left side of that, or white in the center on the left side, or the right side, or something like that. It's a color combination on the placement of the cube. Then you follow that algorithm of turn this three times, two times, go this way, blah, blah, blah. And you can do it in 20 moves.
Wow.
But it's a lot to memorize.
Quadrillion. 43 quadrillion.
Yeah. Quintillion, actually.
Quintillion.
Yeah, that's a lot. And finally, Sir George Everest. That is how he pronounces his name. And that is how the mountain would be pronounced.
Mount Everest. I don't like that.
I know. We hate it. So we call it Everest. He protested the naming of the mountain after him.
Oh.
He never saw it himself.
Oh.
He only hired a man who made the first formal observations of the mountain. But he never saw it. And they named it after him.
Yeah, they had the same thing happen with the guy that invented the Ever Ready battery.
He keeps on going.
Yeah.
That was funny.
That's the Duracells.
So we hope you're paying attention. Rich and Jay are going to come up and give us a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question in just a moment. While they're figuring that out, there's no doubt you don't need algorithms. And there aren't 40 quadrillion choices. There's one, actually three good ones. They all bear the name Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto for service on your car. By the way, if you have one of those automobile insurance policies that covers engine repairs, you can bring it to any Don Duncan location, and they will honor it. They also offer true wholesale pricing on all major name brand tires. So when you're ready for tires, doesn't matter what brand you want, they will get you a wholesale price on the tire and then quote you a price that includes installation. Certified master technicians do all the mechanical work. You're in the best possible hands. But above and beyond that, accommodation, that's what's critical. Because one reason why we let our cars get into a state of disrepair or even build into a crisis is we don't find the time. It's inconvenient. Well, they take your excuses away, because when you bring your car there and you need a ride to your next destination or a pickup, just let them know. They're happy to do it, just to make sure you're riding in a car that's on good wheels with an engine that's been checked out by the very best. On Highway 14, serving Prattville and Millbrook behind the McDonald's, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, ideal if you work for the government, and on Bell Road, just north of Vaughn, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we found out about the country that is the biggest waste producer per capita in the billions of tons of waste. What country is it?
272-9228. 272-9228. That's the number to call. First person with the correct answer wins the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. Everybody that calls qualifies for our end of the week grand prize drawing. 272-9228.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We're busy on the West Boulevard this morning from I-65 up to 331. As you're passing Norman Bridge Road headed towards Narrow Lane, we have an accident right there. That one should be wrapping up, if not out of the way. We also had an accident earlier in front of Baptist affecting both lanes of traffic north and southbound. Use caution there. Hopefully they're wrapping that one up as well. Very congested on Taylor Road, Atlanta Highway inbound to Madison to downtown. I-65 and 85 doing a good business through downtown Montgomery. And it is getting more busy as the morning rolls on. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama, both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services provided by the lawyer.
Okay, we got a pop quiz question on the table, and Allison gets first crack at it. Good morning, Allison.
Canada?
I'm sorry?
Canada.
Canada. What was your first... What's the first thing you said? What did you say before Canada?
Canada.
That's okay.
Canada.
You say Canada, I say Canadian.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Yeah.
Hey, Allison, are you headed to school this morning?
Yes.
Where you go to school?
Wilson Elementary.
Oh, okay.
Where's that?
I don't know.
I don't know where Wilson Elementary is. But anyway, what grade are you in?
Third grade.
Excellent. Boy, I hope you have a nicer teacher than I did in third grade. I had Miss Martin, and she was a strict, very strict teacher.
Mrs. Gansline wouldn't shut up.
Mine was Mrs. Raines. She was the principal's wife.
Oh.
So it was a tough class. Allison, well, thanks for listening and calling in to Random Facts. Do you listen to Random Facts every day? Do you try and catch them every day?
Yes.
Good.
Well, thank you.
What is the commercial that I was on that we were talking about? For who? It was a commercial for who? You remember?
Dairy Queen.
Yeah, it's
very good.
You treat us right.
You've got a gift card to Food Outlet.
Yeah.
$10 that you can spend at food. What's your favorite food?
probably going to be spaghetti.
Oh! You know, you can get 10 boxes of spaghetti at Food Outlet for and still have money left over for a jar of Prego.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Not Prego.
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 Shut up. See how mean these guys are to me.
Allison, just have a good day at school, but don't hang up yet because Jay's got to get some info from
don't
you.
Don't let anybody at school tell you that what you heard today is wrong, because anytime Jay says something about Kanata, it's true. Okay?
Thank you, Allison. Have a good day at Wilson Elementary.
Don't go away.
All right, stand by.
Shut up. Just stop. I'm not in the mood. I had a mental episode yesterday.
I heard about that.
Reese.
Yeah?
We got a winner, but we wanted to thank you for calling. You want to ask him a question?
Yeah, how much Dairy Queen there, how much milk fat is in their soft serve? Do you know? What's the percentage of milk fat? I'm sorry?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know? Okay. All right. That's cool. That's cool. It's 5%. Wait, that was just one of his random facts.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
And Teddy, good morning.
Hey, Teddy.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Hi.
We already have a winner, but we wanted to thank you for trying, and you're in our end of the week grand prize drawing.
Okay.
Always. Thanks, man. Y'all have a blessed day. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
And with light rain still falling out at the airport, this is going to be mainly a morning event. Let me put that in perspective. These showers this morning, this is one batch we'll get out of the way, and then much of the day will be dry, and then we get into round two of showers later on, and maybe even a few thunderstorms as we go through the overnight hours tonight and through tomorrow morning. So round one has been producing rainfall amounts of, you know, about 12 hundredths of an inch so far out at the airport. So round two has a few rumbles of thunder as well later on, with the low 50s, the high today, upper 40s, the low tonight. Then we'll be in the upper 50s tomorrow, risk of a shower early in the morning, but improvement later in the day as that front moves out of the way just in time for the weekend. So we have sunshine Saturday with temperatures in the 50s. We're still in the 50s on Sunday, a tiny rain chance late in the day Sunday into Sunday evening and Sunday night, and then warmer Monday. Right now this morning with light rain falling, northeast winds at 4 miles per hour, it's 40 degrees. Big change from yesterday morning, right? At 7:39.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Let me tell you about a business that is not a fly-by-night business at all. It's been around in Montgomery for about 35 years at least. We're talking about our friends at Montgomery Paint and Body. They do things right. They're very meticulous and no shortcuts, and that's why they're still in business. Hey, I've been a customer for over 30 years. I kid you not. And I wish I could remember how many vehicles that I have taken to Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie Turner, Brandon Turner, the entire operation out there at Montgomery Paint and Body is dedicated to fixing even the damage you don't see. Their phone number is 27-WRECK with a W. The insurance companies love it when you tell them that you're taking your car to Montgomery Paint and Body, because they're straight shooters and always have been. And when you get that phone call that your car is ready to be picked up, it's going to be detailed like it came off the showroom floor. 27-WRECK with a W. They're located off the Eastern Boulevard on East Shirley Lane. Montgomery Paint and Body is the folks that will fix your car as good as new and maybe better.
All right. Among the beasts that will be featured in today's animal stories, a duck, a drumming duck.
A drumming duck?
A drumming duck and more. Stay tuned. It is 7:40. I'm going to go check traffic.
Business report. Southwest Airlines' holiday quarter was disappointing. Chief Executive Gary Kelly says the airline's business was impacted by the grounding of Boeing's 737 MAX. Southwest had to reduce its schedule because it couldn't fly its MAX fleet. JetBlue, Comcast, and Travelers just reported a better-than-expected quarter. Jeep Cherokees are being recalled throughout Europe because of possible emissions cheating. Investigators in the Netherlands have been looking looking into reports of emissions fraud in Jeep and Suzuki diesel models. More M&M stores are coming to popular tourist locations. Parent company Mars is planning stores at Disney Springs in Orlando, Mall of America in Minnesota, and in a shopping district in Berlin, Germany. The Dow dropped 9 yesterday, NASDAQ up 12, S&P gained a point. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are hoping someone comes forward with information about a 2018 homicide. Stephen White Jr. was killed in the 5900 block of Monticello Drive. There's now a $5,000 reward for information in the case. ALEA has issued an emergency missing child alert for a 13-year-old girl from Pelham. Amberly Flores was last seen Tuesday. Police say she was willingly getting into a small dark Mercedes SUV. If you know where she is, call 911 or the Pelham Police Department. And the Montgomery City Council has approved a motion to buy Garrett Coliseum from the state of Alabama. If Mayor Stephen Reed approves the motion, the city will have ownership of the Coliseum. The city was given a letter from Governor Ivey saying they'll grant funding for renovation and 112 acres of property. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. We have a new real estate class starting soon, and I'd like to see you there. This class prepares you to take the state real estate exam and get your real estate license. We have even had investors and other home buyers take the course to prepare them to buy a home. Whatever the reason, you will learn about real estate contracts, lease management, property law, closing transaction, appraisal methods to enable you to take the exam. Learning by doing, real estate scenarios, learning to increase your portfolio in real estate, investment sales are all part of this course. The cost is $375, which includes books and materials, practice tests, and quizzes. Interactive, live, classroom setting, located close to East Chase. Come join me. Bo Goodson for the Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net. The class is filling up now, so you need to call soon, 551-0225.
This is Frank Bertarelli. We'd like to take time out to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their years of help in growing our business. Over 25 years with Zap Pest Control and still growing thanks to Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Well, sing along. It's gonna be so rainy today. You're gonna get.
Simba, wake up. Sleepy elephant. It is time for today's edition of Animal Stories. Wolfman, bring us to the vocal. All right, our top story today is a duck, a pet duck in Minnesota that kicks his feet every time his owner picks him up.
That kicks his feet?
Yeah. But would he kick his feet if he was being held over a snare drum? The answer is yes. And yes, we have the exclusive audio right here on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Can you hear Kurt Russell again?
Another duck animal knees? Story news. This is bad news for animal lovers because the Department of Transportation has proposed new rules that would bring an end to this era of emotional support animals on planes.
Oh, yeah. They're going to cut back on the number of species allowed, right?
Yeah, if the rules take effect, the only service animals that would be allowed on flights are dogs. That means no emotional support pigs will be allowed. There will be no more support cockatoos. No miniature... Remember the miniature horse?
Yes. Yes.
No turkeys, no peacocks, just dogs. The DOT worded their proposal carefully to make sure they were being sensitive to people with legitimate needs for support animals.
Right.
But they're cracking down to limit people who, quote, falsely claim their pets are service animals. The number of complaints about wild service animals on flights has jumped from around 700 in 2013 to more than 3,000 5 years later.
It's wow. Like when I was on a bus in Tijuana, the number of animals, different types of animals.
If you want to see some weird stuff, go to the baggage claim area at Miami. There's all kinds of stuff in crates down there. The president of the Association of Flight Attendants says they're happy with the proposal. The days of Noah's Ark in the air are hopefully coming to an end.
But I've never seen anything other than a service dog.
I've seen little dogs in carriers.
Well, there's that.
I did bring my little Yorkie Buttons once on the flight.
Yeah, no. That's fine. I get that. I'm just saying, actually, out of a cage, free, whatever, only ever dogs. And their service, you know, they're wearing the, vest.
No, the real service. Yeah, dogs. Yeah. I understand what
you're saying. As the editor of News of the Weird and Stupid News on the show, right. I see stories all the time. There have been people that tried to use snakes as support creatures.
Oh, boy.
And I don't think that's cool. So, yeah, these rules will go into effect soon. You have 60 days to make a comment. I don't have that link, but I'll try and... No, I'm not going to put it. I don't want people to complain. This needs to be done. There are certain people I would like to not allow on aircraft. You know, the drunk. One time I had to fly all the way from Miami to Chicago with a woman who insisted on singing the whole way. Yeah. And her voice sounded like two cats having either a fight or whoopee. It was awful.
You ever sit next to somebody too chatty?
Oh, are you kidding?
Way too chatty. And you don't want to say anything that was going to perpetuate another paragraph from them.
It's like that scene in Airplane when the little old lady sits next to Ted Stryker. And so he launches into the whole story about their relationship. Nervous? First time?
No, I've been nervous lots of times.
Oh, gee. It is 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Where is my food outlet flyer? I had it just a moment ago. I know that T-bones are the deal of the week at food outlet. Well, I'm looking that up. Let me just say this. You will save in every single department of that store. From the moment you walk in, see the snacks and the kids' drinks, the fresh fruit and vegetables, that's you just know you're in a place that's going to become regular for you, because I go every Sunday morning at 7:30 without hesitation. And when I have to go to a store because I need to pick up one thing or something, I do a little reconnaissance shopping, shop and compare. So I can make these statements as a matter of fact and not speculation. T-bone steaks, $4.96 a pound this week at Food Outlet. Almost all the steak prices at the low end start with an 8.
Look at those grape tomatoes.
Yeah. You get a whole pint for a buck. A buck. USDA family packs of split fryer chicken breast, 98 cents a pound. Sirloin pork chops, 97 cents a pound. See the thing here? There's a lot of meat you can get for less than a buck a pound. Chicken tenders, those recommended by Bailey the Wonder. Those, I bought three packages this past Sunday. They were $2.99 a pound. Boneless, big, not one package. Only one was $5.03. And when I checked the price at the store, not only were the tenders puny little things, they were $5.99 a pound. So try it once. Just try it once and then compare to what you're paying at your regular chain grocery store, and you'll become a Food Outlet shopper, I promise you. On Highway 14 in Millbrook in Prattville, west of 31 on Main Street, and on Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery, and I will see you there around 7:30 every Sunday morning without fail. 7:52, let's see how the roads are doing.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic with an update. We have an accident, Troy Highway, right near Virginia Loop Road. Watch out for that one. We also have a disabled vehicle right in front of Capitol Heights on Federal Drive. Watch out for that. We have got a very busy I-65 and 85 with slowdowns on 85 and 65 inbound. A very heavy Taylor Road. Cars everywhere. It is raining. Please slow down, buckle up, and put those headlights on when it rains. All right, we'll keep you updated on traffic. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in the Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for you and your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment. We have the largest selection of mid-size and compact construction machines available to rent to meet the demands of your business. From hard-working Cat mini excavators and wheel loaders to aerial lifts, air compressors, light towers, and much more. With the largest fleet in Alabama and Northwest Florida, we not only deliver the equipment to your job site, we offer the support you need to help keep you ahead of schedule and ahead of the competition. The Thompson Cat Rental Store. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and rental options, visit thompsoncat.com or contact your local sales representative.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
2 more minutes. They could be miles off course.
That's impossible. They're on instruments.
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Let's do a conundrum for a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
That's by the way, Airplane's a movie I think that we could air on this radio station, just the audio of, and it would still work.
I agree.
Just from everybody knowing what happens at what moment.
In a given month, we pretty much do air the movie.
In little segments here and there. You are right.
Anyway, conundrum time.
No, I was going to say, if I... concentrated.
I've got to concentrate. I've got to concentrate.
Here it comes.
Hey.
Hello? Hello? Echo. 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 Pinch hitting for Pedro Bourbon. Manny Mota. Mota.
All right. Give me ham on 5, hold the mayo.
I don't know what to make out of it.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I can make a hat.
A brooch?
A pterodactyl? Could keep your,
There's a sale at Penny's.
He's got that line in there, too.
There's a sale at Penny's.
That looks like a big Tylenol.
Yeah. I'm sure it's in there as well.
It's a shame he's no longer with us. That guy. He, if you, Airplane 2 isn't bad. I mean, it's a, more of a lip diddler than the first Airplane.
Right.
But you can tell, why can't, what's his name? What's the character's name?
That guy played?
Yeah.
Oh, his actual name.
God.
Johnny?
No. Johnny, I think.
Johnny.
My memory's getting worser.
And Leon's getting larger.
If we had a nickel for every time that gets played, that's a good one. I love that one.
What's best is listeners are now predicting it. They're expecting
right.
They know.
Stephen Stucker. That's his name.
Stephen Stucker. Yeah, he was fine in the first movie, but had gotten sick, very ill, and barely made it through the second Airplane. Anyway, our conundrum for this morning is kind of simple,
okay.
I think. It's an item given as gifts more than purchased for ourselves. I think we have one.
I'll tell you what it's not. It's not a salad shooter. But we want to know a gift that you would buy for someone else. It's the number one gift you would buy for someone else that you would not buy for yourself.
It's an item that in its total sales is more often purchased for someone else than for the buyer who's checking it out of the store.
Right.
272-9228. 272-9228. 10 bucks. Of great eating at the Seafood Bistro if you're the first person to come up. And don't forget, when you call, you qualify for our grand prize drawing on, it's tomorrow. Wow, it's Thursday already. Hard to believe. Time is flying when you're having fun. 272-9228. Please don't make me reach for the...
Presenting two contemporary artists. One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G. And the other... the undisputed heavyweight champ of blue-eyed soul, Michael Bolton.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
We got one phone call, but we can come right back to this. I'm going to leave it playing. I'll just pull the volume back up. 272-9228. Hey, Ken, good morning.
Hey, is it a scented candle?
Scented candle?
That's good. That's good. That's not what we're looking for, but... Yeah, that's good.
It's a very good starter, yes. And you're in the drawing for tomorrow, Ken. Thank you very much. 272-9228. Something that people buy more often. The sales of this particular item, more of them are purchased to be given than to be received. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Probably not. I don't know. This is Wanda.
Hi.
Hey.